Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual, movie director, video director, designer of album covers, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Wow. My life has been, I have put up with so much stuff, you know. I have the ambition, perhaps the talent, perhaps the intelligence to do a lot of things, but something I haven't gotten to the finish line, you know. And I simply say, I don't know why I put up with suffering from not being a success yet. You know, it's like, God, why is I putting up with struggling? I don't know. I think it would be a good understandable if I gave up. But I can't. I have no choice. Because if I gave up, then that's it. You know, I would be a failure. You know, effort is the key, you know, persistence. First of all, my dream in Hollywood, I'm going to tell you how I really feel. I feel I was not accepted by the industry in Hollywood when I was younger with my music, with the certain people who prejudged me. I feel people didn't give me a chance. That's how I really feel. I was very heartbroken over it, all those rejections and not being seen, taken seriously as an artist. And then the other reason is perhaps the way I come across or something, or the way I you know, what I say or what people do go by look, which is so ignorant. You shouldn't be looking at me by what I wear because I'm not on stage, okay? If I was on stage, perhaps it'd be different. You know, I'm walking the streets and making judgments by what I wear or what I do or whatever. That should not matter. But then again, these people are ignorant. These are not the type of people I want to hang out with or want to attract, but I don't know. I have to look inside me and say, okay, how the way I'm acting and the way I'm talking and what I say out my mouth is pretty good. You know, I'm a very good person. I'm very much aware. But I attract people who, like in my neighborhood or so on, who I have no attraction to or are not the type for me to be around. You know, an aspiring person is not going to be attracted to no dream killer. You know, that's another reason. I don't want that around me, or no drug addict or no hoodlum. You know, you attract good people. But the good the people that I want to attract to me, I guess they perceive me as, you know, how I really think they perceive me based on what they say, and which is so unfair, you know, clumsy or too unique, too way out, or some people, they even by lack thereof of knowledge, they perceive me as being not all there mentally. And I am, you know, but I have to ignore that because that's a negative connotation. You have to ignore negative people regardless because it's about being positive. But I don't know why I put up with that, you know, the constant barrage. But then I look really deep within as I got older. I said, it really is sad that the perception that I have of these people in this world is that they are really that ignorant. They're really so shallow, and these people don't know me, you know, or people are that ignorant and shallow, and they can't, they're not used to diversity. some of these people are just not, don't understand where I come from, so I had to let them go, you know. But with all this suffering I go, you know, trying to get that deal or trying to get a degree to get the good job or to try, you know, I guess the norms, I guess I have trouble fitting into those norms. And it's not necessarily wrong with me. I'm just naturally who I am. So I have a nice personality and so on. So I know that I have to persist to find the right person who would look at me and my talent and say, I have a chance. They would give me a chance. And I believe that can happen. But, you know, the longevity of the time to get to that right person, I get exhausted because, you know, it really gets to me. I get to that motto. I don't know why I put up with suffering and all this because I'm not a success yet. You know, I have high expectations. You know, I'm a go-getter. People don't see it. They see the person. And I'm like, I don't worry about what other people think of me. I just like, God, you're such an idiot, so stay away. But it's, you know, it's a karma that was put on me, unfortunately, but I had to maximize it to my advantage. But to get to the big things, it takes a long time to get to, and it takes persistence. And for me, that has been the case too much, so I feel. Because I have not, you know. So, you know, and I say to myself, why do I put up with this? Again, it's like I have no choice. Despair and tragedy I have seen in my life around me and my family and around with people when I was growing up, and I seen what happened with people who gave up. So I didn't want to be like that. So what I need to do is just persist and try to adapt. Yeah, I had to make some changes. Incremental changes, make some changes sometime, but, you know, I do feel stagnant, but I have to find my place in life, you know. It's about finding my place. And I'm an artist, a musician, and I'm an intellectual. It's not about, you know, at this stage, what gifts I have or whatever. It's about just finding the place to find my place. And there's a place for everybody in this world and to continue to do so. I do know that for some people, their place in life could take a long time, and I guess I'm one of them, to find my place, to make sure and to do positive things. But continue to write music and play, even though it's been a very, very long time. Yes, there is a possibility, you know, things may not be or go where I want, and I don't want to think that way. I have to think positive that they will. So I'm not giving up. So I believe it will. But at the same time, trying to expand my horizons in my own way. And education is one of them. Trying out new things, maybe movement. I remember someone told me maybe I need to move from where I'm at to have a better feel for my life. And I think that is the case, as you heard with those previous podcasts, of attracting undesirables or people who have the wrong interests. So it's about being a good person. And which I am, and being positive, and that's why I put it up with some of the suffering, because there's no other alternative. If I want to make it somewhere in life, it takes a while to get to the good things. I mean, you know, it takes a while. So how long I live in this home or where I'm living now, it will be limited. Eventually I will leave. So I don't know when, but you know, I have to persist and do the right thing for me. And deal with the right people and show the world that I am lovable and I have the talent to do, to make it an industry. And there's somebody out there for everybody, being at the right place at the right time. Now with people, meeting the right people, again, that's a dilemma, as I said before. The people that I was attracted to, I realized later they were just too shallow and too ignorant to understand my situation, even no matter how successful or not successful they are. And just to be safe and to believe that I have the talent to make it in Hollywood and or a talent to be successful in education, employment, and so on. I mean, they haven't given me that job, and I said, well, I'll find it somewhere else. So, yeah, sometimes I don't know why, because my background is like, okay, I was a victim of crime. I could have been dead already. I had so many struggles. I was homeless. My childhood was horrific. I was harassed recently. I got these criminals who are trying to undermine me right now, follow me around. All this stuff, the dark side of. I see a dark side around me all the, you know, but I want to be positive by staying away from the dark side, staying away from dark people, be good to myself and be around good people. Good people don't violate my boundaries. Good people know how to respect me, deal with me directly. So that is where it is. So... But to get to the good things, to get to the success stories, I had to put up with a lot of hardships to get there. If I gave up, then it would be a tragic situation. Just gave up on my dream, I'd be another Hollywood dream that's broken. If I gave up, I'd just be another statistic. I can't do that. You know, it's just observation. You know, I've been around people and I've been around things all my life that show the pros and cons of how to live. But the one and most important thing is that life is too short. We don't know how long we're going to live on this planet. So I have to be healthy mentally and physically. So being healthy means I have to do positive things for myself and being nice and positive for others. So going for dreams like in Hollywood or going for dreams in education, going for dreams to find a great job, going try to be positive, be good to myself, be good to others is the right thing to do. Because life is too short, I don't have time to be negative. I cannot waste my time trying to hurt others or so on. I'm not a sociopath. I can never be something like that. The reason why I bring all this stuff and see people say, oh, you're being melancholy in my podcast, I said, no. It's because I see the negativity from people around me and I have to stay away from it. I see it and I experienced it so much that I know that I have to be good. And know the truth about this life. Everybody that's good in everybody, and everybody is not. Nobody is. You know, everybody has their own life. You know, it's diversity. You're not gonna believe in the same political beliefs, and you're not gonna look like the same. There's people of all types. It doesn't matter what your race or skin color. Those are categories. Those are obviously shown as diversity, religion, all that. But personality, you know. So with that in mind, I know I got mine and they got theirs. So I had to enhance who I am in a good way. And put up with any necessary delayed gratification for the right things. So for the great job or for the enhancement of my art or for the enhancement of my life in a positive way. And then I could be to those who I love and hang out with, be good to them as much as possible and to the world. But also to be careful about the world. The world is what it is. But that means that I don't have time to do anything else but be good and go for dreams. So I am going to put up with the suffering that's related to working hard to get to an ambitious goal to enhance my life. And that's what I need to do. One day at a time. Not think about what anybody else thinks, because that doesn't matter. And definitely don't think about anything negative. Don't think about anything but myself. And move on. Because I would like to know that when I leave this planet, I can say I did that or I tried that. I made tremendous efforts to enhance myself in a positive way. And that's all I need to do. And that's my stance on this topic. Good day, good night. From Death Knights.